This morning, my wife told me that I snore, and I thanked her. I thought, here is a woman who at some point in the night made a decision to let me live.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today on Laugh Again, pastors confess their worst memories of weddings gone wrong. When I asked for the rings, the groom's best man, who was his father, pulled out some gray poupon mustard and asked, "Wouldn't you prefer some gray poupon?" I don't get it. A candle lit the bride's veil on fire when she leaned over to kiss her mother, seated on the front pew. So a helpful older preacher sitting nearby jumped up and shoved the bride's head under his arm, inside his suit jacket, smothering the flames. The wedding then proceeded as normal. Normal? The groom asked the preacher, "How much should I pay you?" The preacher said, "Whatever you think she's worth." The groom gave the preacher $5 and asked for change. The uncle of the bride couldn't attend, so he sent in a request asking someone to read 1 John 4:18 from the Bible. "There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear." Sadly, the reader made a mistake, stood up, and read John 4:18. It says, "For you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband." Another pastor tells of a ring bearer who was out of control during the rehearsal. He was running back and forth, and for some reason, I reached out and jokingly grabbed him by the head and said, "Legion, come out of him." He didn't move from his spot the rest of the rehearsal or the wedding either. Sometimes the bride and groom write their own vows. You've heard them. This can be great or not so great. One pastor advised a couple to write out their vows beforehand because the stress of the moment can make people's minds go blank. The groom insisted he'd be fine. His exact words of love and devotion to his bride were, "You're my fishing buddy, and we make trips to Walmart together, and I love you." Well, I've made my share of unscripted blunders in life and marriage. I heard somewhere that a good marriage is one in which each spouse secretly thinks he or she got the better part of the deal. I'd like to think that in her weaker moments, my wife thinks she got a pretty good deal. But the truth is, we struggled big time at the start, and sometimes we still do. 1 Peter 3:3-4 instructs guys to be good husbands, to honor our wives, to delight in them. It instructs wives to cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Ruth Graham once said, "It is my job to love Billy. It is God's job to make him good." I don't know if my wife read those words years ago, but she lived them. She loved me, and her godly behavior softened me. I think 2 words above all others got to me. 2 magic words that my wife began using liberally. No, they weren't "stop snoring" or "mow grass" or "you twerp." They were 2 words that can change a man more than the sweetest nagging or leaving marriage books around the house. I still remember where I was standing when she said them. She was exhausted from running after runny-nosed kids. I was a little burned out from running like a gerbil between work and home. She simply said, "Thank you. Thanks for working so hard to provide for us." I felt like the clouds had parted in an Oregon winter. I got so excited I said, "Well, thank you for everything you do for these kids and me. I'd be toast without you." Years ago, during the exchange of rings, the preacher said, "You may now put the thing on his ringer." Everyone began to snicker, so he said, "Just do it." Once a year, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but each day, we would do well to just do it, to remember that Thanksgiving is a choice, that gratitude is the best soil in which to get the joy growing.
Want to experience Phil up close and personal? If so, take advantage of the opportunity to invite Phil and Laugh Again for a special appearance or event in your community or church. Become a member of the Laugh Again team, and together let's share the truth that brings laughter to life. For more information, call us today at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.